Point out the colors in you. I see them too, and boy, I like them. I like them. I like them. We're way too fly to partake in all this hate. We out here vibing. We vibing. We vibing.
Alexa, play Ariana Grande.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with Music and the Truth Until Dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the breaker of banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
Patriot Power Hour, back in your life, episode 41. 1 year anniversary. Yes, that's correct. We've officially hit the 1 year mark for Patriot Power Hour, episode 41. 41 out of 52 weeks, not too bad. Had a few technical issues, a couple of vacations. I went to Korea for my friend's wedding, for example. Took, you know, that threw us for a loop for a little bit. But really, more than 80%, greater than 80%, I believe, hit rate. So not too shabby. Got tons of news and tons of other stuff, including a little year in review, and I got a couple little funny bits kind of from the past year we'll talk about here. But before I ramble too far down this road, let me bring in my co-host, Future Dan, FutureDanger.com. How you doing there, sir?
Good, Ben. How are you?
Not too shabby. This is the final episode of Season 4, and I'm not trying to gain sympathy here or congratulations. But I will be, this is my last broadcast as an unmarried man, so we will be off for a few weeks as I do the deed there, but we will be coming back strong at the end of November, for sure.
For the vast array of eligible young ladies listening to the Patriot Power Hour, our co-host, Mr. Ben Cochran, will be ineligible very shortly. Getting married.
You missed it.
Congratulations, Ben.
Thank you, sir. People missed out. I mean, it's all right. I'm sorry, they could have tried to snag me back in 2012, Ron Paul times, but been with my future wife here in 10 days. It's November 1st, 2018, by the way. November 10th is my wedding. Weather looks clear, 50 degree high, 35 low, sunny, clear sky in the countryside of Virginia. I think it's going to be pretty nice. Knock on wood, don't want to jinx anything. But without further ado, though, we got so much to pack in here, and since we won't be back for a few weeks, actually, we might as well just get going. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely, and we're on a steady state for crisis-level news to break out at any time, so a couple weeks from now when we're back, who knows what we're talking about, but right now we got quite a picture in front of us.
Absolutely, and I will tell folks that if things really pop off, we will be back. We will, even if it won't be on the normal Thursday at 9 p.m. or another regular cadence, if there's a major stock market crash or major terrorist event, et cetera, try to put in a special report for sure. So be sure to, you know, subscribe to Patriot Broadcast Network and be on the lookout. But at least for regularly scheduled shows, it will be a few weeks. So little note, but, you know, we got a lot to talk about. I don't want to spoil the second quarter of the show and the Future Danger News Blitz, but I do see it as a orange indicator up there, and that is social network Gab being taken down. Now, both you and I had been using Gab to promote this network for this show, and I guarantee it, we're not right-wing supremacist, you know, white supremacist Nazis or something crazy like that. So that, I think that is a big assault, and I wanted to make sure that I got that on. But you're already tracking that Future Danger. So what do you think about that, and what's the latest?
Well, I got the website open, and I'm hitting the refresh button, and Andrew Torba, the Gab CEO's little message is right here. It says Gab isn't going anywhere, but that was a few days ago. The same website's sitting there. They may have been able to knock one of them out, Ben, with the synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh, 11 killed during worship, and turns out the white nationalist killer was big in Gab. We have PayPal, and that immediately shutting down its association with Gab, and then right after that, the hosting company dropped the entire website. So it's, you know, Future Danger has followers there. We have an account there, and we get nothing to do with the types of messages and content that the synagogue killer was part of. Nevertheless, the alternative to Twitter has been taking a torpedo. If it hadn't sunk yet, it's listing.
Yeah, now the thing is, it's such a double standard for these social media sites, right? So a Twitter or Facebook, they get, you know, there's been so many instances, and I think even in one of these recent ones, very recent, where someone reports kind of crazy tweets or threats on Facebook walls that are definitely, above and beyond free speech, insofar as screaming fire in a theater might not be total, you know, kosher free speech. So with that at hand, you know, Twitter, Facebook, they don't get punished. They don't get shut down. They don't get full investigations, DOJ, FBI, et cetera, because they harbor terrorists or didn't, you know, stop someone using pre-crime. But something like Gab would taken down for that is, it just shows they're trying to increase the power of the monopoly or oligarchy of social media and just overall media and internet providers as well.
Yeah, and this is private companies banning, you know, or limiting its access to other private companies. So there's this whole aspect of it of, you know, officially there hasn't been any government censorship here, but it's more complicated than that. And because of the self-censoring nature of the powerful socials, they're drawing a lot of attention for, you know, trust-like behavior, which could bring in anti-Sherman trust action. And, you know,
yeah,
there's been talk of treating them as if they're utilities. And it's almost as if the free market solution, it ain't ever going to win. Because when it really rips the people that should be completely in favor of it, they'll resort to, you know, the levers of power to you know, defeat it. That being said, there are oligopolistic corporations that warrant some kind of intervention. They impede a free market because they've captured most of it. It's a tough issue.
Yeah, good point. I'm glad you're bringing that up. I know that you've talked about that not as in-depth as we've always wanted to get into the anti-Sherman, or, you know, the Sherman Antitrust Act and whatnot. Need to get into that. And I would just say, in a quote-unquote normal functioning environment, you would see, you would see these monopolies and these type of practices broken up on a regular basis. And I don't know. I try to pay pretty close attention to things, and especially financial. I don't recall any monopolies or any issues being broken up or halted in the recent memory. It probably means there's something else going on to prevent that from happening. Now, what is it? Massive lobbying or massive conspiracy in the government to let these, you know, social media networks, et cetera, get so, you know, too big to fail, essentially. I don't know. I mean, I kind of do, but that's for the listener to decide upon. But, you know, what is there a way to fight back? Because, you know, a site like Sue and a site like Gab, and other ones are supposed to try to be the alternative to the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat type stuff, right? But they're being taken down or just, you know, one way or another. Is there a way to fight back, or is this these monopolies just grown so big that nothing but breaking them up would be able to stop them?
Yeah, there's talk that, you know, Gab might just go to the blockchain technology and exist on your computer and my computer and, you know, and work all the way around that whole issue of being, you know, able to be shut down because no hosting company would accept it.
That's
so
cool.
You know, maybe that's part of your answer, but, you know, blockchain is touted as a alternative to fiat currency as well. And as we've chronicled in the last year, Ben, you know, week to week, blockchain and its star Bitcoin has had its highs and its lows. We're down $52 over the week, and we're down about $900 on the year. So Bitcoin's not what it was looking like last December.
$9,000 to the year, probably. Right.
$878 year over year as of tonight.
Oh, year over year. Okay, I thought since January 1st. Yeah, okay. Oh, okay. So, all right. Well, as people that are hardcore listeners, and I mean hardcore Patriot Power Hour listeners, back on episode 1 and 2, and I'm going to get into this in a future segment here, a little bit of history or looking back on the olden days, way back in the day of Patriot Power Hour. But about the time we started up last November was when Bitcoin hit a rocket. I mean, just out of control from about, I guess, probably about 7,000, 6,500, all the way up to 20,000, and then all the way making a round trip back to where it is now, but even lower a little bit over the last year. So that's one thing that I will remember about season 1 and the first year even of Patriot Power Hour. It'll definitely be chronicling that live with you.
Yeah, it was already taken off when we went to episode 1, but certainly come back down to earth, or at least cut, you know, cut back to a third of its high. But it is that kind of crowdsourced alternative based upon the blockchain technology, and there was hopes that Steemit and Gab and other platforms could start to undo the oligopolistic socials, but, you know, there's got to be people that move to it. There's got to be people that choose to make the move.
Right.
And there's plenty of people that just aren't doing it. Even if they hate it, they keep using it.
Absolutely. And I'm a little bit guilty of that. I really don't use those, you know, socials as much as I used to by any means on purpose. But I do use them still. We'll be talking about this and a lot more coming up. But we do, of course, have a commercial break. And more importantly, the News Blitz, Future Danger News Blitz, coming up. Stick with us, Patriot Power Hour.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule, if this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
Welcome back to the Patriot Power Hour, episode 41, November 1st, 2018. This is your segment 2, Future Danger Sit Rep Report, Situation Report. All the headlines of potential dangerous news gathered in one place in four columns, starting in column 1, the Liberty column. Got unreasonable search and seizure continuing to be normalized as the CIA today caught reading congressional emails about Intel community whistleblowers. Congressional emails. Executive branch department just reads them at will. Outside of the purview of any leadership, really. In the censorship column, we've already talked about it. PayPal has been knocked out. I'm sorry. Gab has been knocked out. PayPal and its hosting company no longer supporting it. YouTube is marking a Fox News host immigration video as dangerous content. Google is censoring Congresswoman's ad, says videos of protesters interrupting her are, quote, shocking content. So the videos have to come down or get restricted or get listed in some way. And that's what your big companies are doing in the social media and online news world, making it as hard as possible to find the truth. San Francisco spends $300,000 to register alien voters. 49 show up. It was only for the school board, but the conception and willingness and the left coast to, you know, start letting non-citizens vote is strong. Eventually they'll try it in federal elections. We'll see how that goes. Voting machines changing ballots in Texas. Got the midterm elections next week. Early voting. Got videos online of people watching the vote as they fingertip click for one candidate, switch to another in front of their eyes. Electronic voting machines obviously hacked. We got Boston mobster Whitey Bulger killed in prison, transferred suddenly and unexplicitly, transferred and then killed before he was in processed. Rumor has it he was about to start spilling the beans on FBI officials that were corrupt to the core. This is in the midst of the Russia-Trump investigation by Robert Mueller, special counsel. Bulger was connected to Mueller. Again, arbitrarily transferred to a new prison in West Virginia. Hadn't even been in process. Eyes gouged out. Got a high school in Kansas. It's shaving bald spots on children's heads to administer a drug test. Apparently the parents consented to drug testing their children, and the school took it upon themselves to start shaving spots off of kids' heads to take hair samples. Column 2. Tonight, the president warns that the U.S. military may fire on rock-throwing migrant border mobs, that the firing on them will be authorized. Shocking content out of the president right ahead of the election. What the rules of engagement will be if federal forces match up with this migrant caravan heading out of Central America may be a source of intense scrutiny in coming days after what the president said. Yes, faithful patriot. That's the operation. Army to reinforce the National Guard on the border to confront the migrant caravan. 5,200 federal troops, NORTHCOM commander, the active duty military commander responsible for protection of the North American area of operations. He's coming out saying border security is national security, so the generals are on board. They're doing what they're told. 101st Airborne Division units are deploying. President says he could send up to 1,500, getting close to having martial law on the southern border. A lot of people are in favor of it, too. Abroad, U.S. Air Force completes largest ammo shipment to Europe since 1999. Russia planning missile exercises off Norway's right in the middle of a massive NATO drill known as Trident Juncture up in Norway. One of the largest NATO drills in recent decades. We got Russians planning to pop some missiles off right in the same waterways. Perfectly legitimate under international law. Very provocative. Got Russian nuclear bombers flying over the North Sea, getting intercepted by the British. Defense minister in Russia vows it will act if Ukraine or Georgia join NATO. Said that today. Tensions are high on the East Front. In the Pacific, Chinese president orders its military to concentrate preparations for fighting a war. Meanwhile, a different exercise. U.S. and Japan start their biennial 57,000 troop size exercise known as Keen Sword. So get that right. We got Trident Juncture going on in Europe and Keen Sword going on in the Pacific. They're practicing amphibious landings near Guam. Yes, Japan now has a Marine Corps again. In the United States, as we talked about earlier, brutal political violence. Gunmen attacks a Pittsburgh synagogue, killing 11. Deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. We got gunmen shooting out windows in Republican offices in Florida. Watch for more violence to spike as this election comes on us. Strategic Command, in conjunction with Trident Juncture in Europe and Keen Sword in the Pacific, is currently holding its global exercise, Global Thunder. That's all of our nuclear forces in a command post exercise with live forces around the world participating, working through the plans on how you deliver nuclear weapons if World War III kicks off. Global Thunder. We do it all the time. It's happening right now. Keep an eye on it. Israel is silent as Iran is hit by another massive computer virus. Been quiet news on the front in the Middle East between Israel and Iran. Several weeks ago, we had a lot of dust up, a lot of bombing going on in Syria. Been quiet, but it's starting to warm up when you hear news like that. Column 4. Volcanoes, they go off. They're everywhere. Earthquakes, 6.0 and above, carried on future danger. Got three of them showing. Nothing major. But in the disease realm in the United States, got some somewhat unsettling news. Got a mysterious polio-like illness confirmed in the U.S. 10 more cases, up to 72 total. Acute flaccid myelitis paralyzes young kids. It's rising, and doctors really don't know how it spread. Ohio cities are rife with bed bugs. Flea-borne typhus cases hit 100 in Los Angeles. Measles outbreak hits 40 in a county outside New York City. Keep an eye on diseases, pestilence. They can spawn the next great outbreak, and you'll never see it coming if you can't see the early writing on the wall. Column 3, economic news, relatively quiet, Ben. Global stocks lost $8 trillion in October, most since Lehman. Since then, the U.S. stock market's recovered. Only 28% of Americans are financially healthy, despite the largest wealth bubble we've seen in the last 10 years. Only 28% are financially healthy. How's that happen? Federal government, got to watch the Treasury, got to watch what they're borrowing. There's got to be a limit. Federal government to borrow $1.3 trillion in 2018. Increasing the size of their debt auctions shortly. How long can it go on for? We got the world's first humanless warehouse run only by robots in Japan. What kind of employment picture would that look like if robots started doing all that work? And with that, I turn it to my host, the Breaker Banksters, Mr. Ben Cochran. What strikes you as the most important piece of news out of this wide array of relatively low-level indicators, Ben?
That was awesome. The most important? I don't know. That's so loaded. Difficult to say. The one that kind of piqued my interest a little bit, or kind of put a tingle down my spine, no pun intended, is this polio, you know, or whatever, the acute flaccid myelitis. I've always been a little, I guess maybe, I think we've talked a little bit about this, and it's mostly the Hollywood movies, but I'm always been a little bit worried of some major outbreak, even just a major flu that comes through, let alone a major, epidemic, or hopefully not Ebola type of thing, but you know what I mean. Definitely not the zombie virus. We definitely don't want that. But that kind of makes me worried, but like you said, you just got to be kind of on the lookout and always try to be aware. But, you know, these things do come and go. There's lots of false alarms with those diseases, seems like. So it's a little scary, but I guess we live in a scary world, right?
It's the natural world, Ben, and you got things like the earthquakes and the volcanoes and the tsunamis and the, you know, the major storms like hurricanes. And every single time we got to get ready for it when the news of these things coming, or in the case of earthquakes, right after they've hit. And then most of the times, you know, the damage is, you know, pretty severe for a local area, but it's really restricted and doesn't go widespread. Same thing with the diseases. You got to watch the early signs, and most of them, like a 6.2 earthquake in Fiji, don't amount to anything.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, I am still a little worried about the West Coast of America. I feel like the entire Ring of Fire, almost everywhere, has had some of these 6 or even higher on the Richter scale earthquakes in the past decade, let's say. Heck, from Fukushima till now, let's say. But the West Coast, I'm talking California and even, you know, Pacific Northwest area, not really experienced that. And that, it's kind of like the financial system, that pressure's building up at some point. The longer it goes between release, it's just going to be that much worse. So, you know, a little cognizant, not saying you should move away, but maybe you should, or maybe you shouldn't look to move there, or maybe you should at least be prepared.
Yeah, and Steamboat Geyser are out there in, I believe it's Yosemite Park. Steamboat went off 25th time this year. It's gone off more than 20 times, only 4 times since the 1960s. Definitely people worry about that huge supervolcano underneath the Mountain West in the United States. It's supposedly large. It could do tremendous damage, but you just can't know it's coming until it happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Say your prayers, folks. All right, we'll be right back. Patriot Power Hour. 1 year anniversary show. Stick with us.
You are listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Up on this Big Duke 6. God damn it!
I want a tree line bomb!
Big Duke 6, roger. 113, standby.
Over the Stone Age, son!
113, roger. They ain't some napalm down in the tree line. Can you get twisted around time to put it down here?
Right, 13, you were big as fuck with it. What are you?
Gonna suppress the mortar fire off the tree line down there.
Roger, here we come.
Good. Give it all you got and bring in all your ships. Wing of breath. Big Duke 6, this is 113. The jet's being bombed now. There, you got about 30 seconds on station. Get your people back and head down. This is gonna be a big one.
Thank you.
podcast of the world smells like that. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. You know, one time we had a hail bomb for 12 hours. When it was all over, I walked up. We didn't find one of them, not one stinking dink body. Smell! You know that gasoline smell? The whole hill. Smells like victory. Someday this war's gonna end.
Do you want to build a website? Web-based Coding is a leading web design firm building websites since 1998. Veteran-owned and operated, Web-based Coding can build your website. They specialize in WordPress technologies. Develop a beautiful, pixel-perfect website that is stunning on computers, tablets, and phones. Web-based Coding can solve your business problems on the Internet, helping you brand or sell your product or service. This company excels in e-commerce through automation, user-friendliness, up-to-date security protocols, and well-written code. Do you have a WordPress website and struggle with it? Web-based Coding has programmers that can fix your site, speed it up, and add custom functionality. Call 239-362-6014 for a free consultation. Get a simple quote over the phone or visit webbasedcoding.com to view their portfolio and five-star testimonials. Do you want to build a website? It begins at webbasedcoding.com.
We are back. We are glad you are still with us. Patriot Power Hour, second half of the show of this live November 1st, 2018 episode. The season 4 finale and the 1 year finale. Each year we break into 4 different seasons. I know, so original, right? Well, today is that magical 1 year anniversary. We will be off the next few weeks, up to and possibly including the week of Thanksgiving, because of my marriage and because of Thanksgiving. But we may still slip a special report or two in there. I'm Ben, the Breaker of Bankster's Cochran. Let me bring on my co-host, Future Dan of FutureDanger.com. Future Dan, it's been a year. We did it.
Yeah. It's a year of tremendous 1 hour episodes with you, and I'm glad we did it. I can't wait for more.
Absolutely. So this will be a semi plug. Yeah, I won't even try to couch it any other way. This will be a plug for our show and your website in particular. But this is going to be a good little bit here for a little celebration on this episode tonight. We're going to go to the Future Danger podcast archive. Simply go to FutureDanger.com. FutureDanger.com. Look in the third column. Scroll down, a little bit. Not a whole bunch, but a little bit. There it'll be. The podcast archive. Click in there. You can find an archive where you can download the MP3s or visit the Blog Talk Radio site itself. So you can either stream on a browser or download it to your phone or whatever. And we're going to go down a little trip down memory lane. So let's go back to, we're in that podcast archive. Each episode has obviously the date and the name, but it has a nice little description of what the show is about. So let's put that to the test right now. Going back to our second episode last year, we come in and it's the Thanksgiving Eve episode. We get some listener questions you know, we didn't really get into the meat of things until we got to Bitcoin at 10,000. But you know what really stole the headlines in those early episodes? North Korea missile test. So you remember those days with the North Korea missile test? I haven't heard much problems about that lately.
This time last year, it was war of words, just like you're hearing today about the president, you know, talking about putting 1,500 federal troops on the border and potentially, you know, rules of a game engagement would allow them to engage rock throwers with lethal force. 12 months ago, it was, you know, watch out, North Korea, you're going to catch a bombing like no one has ever seen.
Right. Yeah. And I actually visited Korea. We'll get to that episode probably later on this little visit down memory lane. And pretty much about since then, since May or so, you've heard very, very little aggression and issue on the Korean Peninsula, which is really good to see. So moving down the timeline a little bit, we're on December 6, 2017, fourth episode of the Patriot Power Hour. Episode 4, we're on 41 right now, and that was just under a year ago. So we have put in some good time here. But this is where Bitcoin, between our third episode and the fourth episode, went from 10,000 to 14,000, up 40% in 1 week. So you want to see what happens the next week? It goes from 14,000 to 19,000. So you want to get that perspective. And that's something I'll always look back on. And I really look forward to going to the future, whether Bitcoin does well or whether it falls on its face. Kind of hear our reaction and actually a couple of listener questions and thoughts about it too. That's going to be pretty fun, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe we'll see those halcyon days of some kind of other asset climb through the roof. But it was really a, you know, unique experience to watch a completely new technology like that, you know, grab the world's attention. And, you know, it was quite a run.
It was. Now we get to the new year, January 4th, 2018, episode 7. Starting to get into a couple giveaways, giving away some silver and some crypto. That was kind of a theme throughout the year, getting things kicked off right and rewarding our listeners. Now, what we got? This is where, you know, I need to grab this clip. I'm not trying to brag, but I am. Probably on this episode, if maybe the episode after, is when I said, you know what, bear market is coming up in 2018 for all cryptos, but specifically Bitcoin. And that's like the only thing I've gotten right in my life. And I got that thing pretty damn right. And I wish I put more money where my mouth was. I did a little bit. I made some off that. But yeah, I could have made a lot more. So you can listen to me and my future self is kind of a little angry at myself, but whatever. getting into the 10th episode, we get our first live caller. I remember that guy. He was fun. Jesse from Long Island. Remember him?
Absolutely. Jesse the doorman. He was calling in for the free silver.
He was, man. And we tried it really hard to educate him on Bitcoin, but he just wanted. In the end, we convinced him, though, it'd be better to have the silver dollar, an ounce of silver, because he wasn't very computer savvy, per se. But that was probably our best. I don't know. Of course, we had a lot of guests, but for live callers, call-in people that weren't scheduled, he was definitely the best of the year. Jesse the Doorman from Long Island, episode 10. You want to go back and listen to the funniest episode, potentially. So this is what you could do on the Future Danger Podcast Archive. Listen, I'm not even going to go listen to all the episodes down the line, I'm sure. But I will definitely check out a few of these, especially just the Doorman episode. you got to admit, that is probably one of the best episodes right there.
Yeah, it was a classic Patriot Power Hour moment.
Absolutely. So, I mean, maybe I'll skip up a little bit more. I mean, we had a lot of good stuff. I'll just kind of speed through it. Let's go to episode 12, crypto and stock market bloodbath. Well, stock market did get chopped down, but as we talked about, it had stock market bounced back quite quickly throughout the spring, summer, and until just recently, But crypto, on the flip side, never did recover. So we kind of chronicled that in February. News Blitz, we get things a little more rhythm going with the show. Every second segment, get the Future Danger News Blitz. That was fun. Now, I will admit, up in April 12th, 19th, and 26th, those are the mystery episodes. No description, but I will admit, I was traveling to London for work, and I was just like, had so much crap going on, I barely was even around in my brain, even if I was physically there. But we did get the episodes in. They'd probably be interesting to listen to myself just to see where my mind space was. Heck, speaking of which, episode 22, Ben's back from a trip to the city of London, reviews his trip with Future Dan, and two go on an epic news blitz covering the latest Iran-Israeli skirmishes, crypto news, much more. Episode 22. So, good stuff. There's my Korea trip, tour of Korea, talk Medicare, get into the summer, get some guests. Really, season four, which we're just concluding. We had it started in mid-July. So, season four, we ran a little long, but we started off strong with guests. But that's kind of my New Year's resolution, definitely, as we end this trip down memory lane on the podcast archive. Season 5/year 2, gonna get more guests. I look forward to it. I already have a lot lined up. I know Future Dan has a few, I think, too. So we're gonna try to bring a lot of interesting other folks to the virtual roundtable, so to speak, here on Patriot Power Hour. So I'm looking forward to that for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. But majority of this show is our analysis of the weekly events and this archive. You know, what I think we ought to do is ensure to our listeners in the next season, the next full year, Ben, that we got to tag these things so we know exactly what we're looking for in terms of the geopolitical news, the economic news of the day. And it's a little feature to this entire program that it really stands out, a searchable archive that you don't usually get from. And it's also privately run, right? This is run on, not within Blog Talk's realm, not within some other iTunes realm. It's all hosted by us separately.
Yep, exactly. That's the key. I'm so glad you brought that up. Absolutely. So again, people go to futuredanger.com. Have you check out all the good news there? Make sure to go to the third column about halfway down. You'll see the future, or what does it say exactly? I think Patriot Power Hour podcast archive, something very close to that. And we'll definitely keep that up to date too. So if you can't listen live next season, and listen, almost everybody listens to podcasts after the fact nowadays. It's much more convenient. Well, if you don't want to use iTunes, you want to boycott Apple, think they're the devil, Apple's the devil, well, you can go straight to Future Danger and download it. And we don't have to worry about getting censored either. I like that part. That's probably the best one, huh?
Yeah, well, it's a matter of staying independent and practicing what you preach.
Absolutely. Well, that's the whole thing about FutureDanger.com. And, Blog Talk Radio is decent. I mean, we can still get kicked off or censored for sure, but I've seen them stand up for free speech pretty heavily. So I think we'll be okay there. But we got a couple other backup plans as well in case they try to shut us down. So we'll be all right, I think, man.
So what's the topic of the evening? We want to make sure we walk away from this final episode with what are we going to drill down on now, Ben?
Well, there's a lot to choose from, of course. We could talk about the election, but I'm pretty much burned out, played out on that. I don't know about you. What I would like people to never – I am the breaker of banksters. I found it hilarious. I think it's hilarious, and so do 30 other people on Facebook. I must be – I'm so awesome. just kidding, of course. Facebook, the ultimate narcissist machine. But I put a little meme up that I found. When you go to work on Halloween and everyone dressed up as slaves to the Federal Reserve, and it's just a bunch of people like working in cubicles and looking like mind slaves. And I got 30 people that liked it, 5 shares, and it's not viral, but I'll take it. But my point is, the debt is racking up. The national debt is just continues to rack up every day. I follow a little account on Twitter, National Debt Account, and every day it posts the national debt, and I just see it creep up every day. I think we're above $22 trillion now, and interest rates are rising. You know, we're going to have to work more and sacrifice more to pay that extra interest rate. So we'll all be working harder for the Federal Reserve's interest balloon payment. So I don't know. I'm a little biased, but I like people to remember that every once in a while.
Yeah, well, it's these are strange times. 8 years of the previous president with the Federal Reserve that, you know, seemed to be highly coordinated with them, you know, suppressing rates to keep the economy, which was probably garbage, you know, looking like it had a heartbeat. And now we're facing, you know, an antagonistic situation where the president is, you know, like many agencies, and of course we know that Federal Reserve's private entity, but it certainly has the trappings of a, you know, a government organization. It, you know, we got a president at odds with it on a daily basis, saying things about the Fed chair in public that, hey, nobody's ever done before. Now, he's not talking about ending it, right? He's not talking about breaking it. He's talking about, you know, getting them to do what every president has wanted done, is for it to have policies that benefit his reelection chances. You know, it's just Lyndon Johnson and Richard Nixon used to do it behind closed doors. Trump's doing it on Twitter.
That is funny, right? That is, if anything, entertaining in one way or another. I do like him destroying these folks like a rampaging gorilla in a China shop. In terms of CNN, for example, and just many other victims of Trump, whether you agree with Trump's politics or think he's the next incarnation of Hitler, you gotta admit he's pretty funny, and he's just totally wrecked people that totally deserved it. I think we can all agree upon that.
Yeah, well, we'll find out what it all means when he goes to the midterm. Remember, him losing a midterm is pretty standard practice. This country does tend to, you know, take the power out of the House's hands when the, you know, in the president second year into any presidential term. But what the deep state might be able to get done in conjunction with a Democrat Congress could be, it's going to be contentious times.
Absolutely. I like stalemate in the government. I think the founders put it there. We have the Patriot Power Hour, after all. I think another season five goal will be to maybe get a quote, a founding father quote or idea of the day of the show. But that's something that they would totally be about, is kind of stalling it out, having some, you know, separation of power, and just not making it that government can't function, but practically, you know, don't you agree that they want to need to slow the government up, especially the big federal government? A lot of them, not all the founding fathers agreed on that, but that was one of the big pushes that I always liked.
Yeah, well, you got to remember the late 18th century was different, right? And things didn't move fast anyways.
True.
Propensity... The interesting part about the way we were and the way we are is we were supposed to be, you know, with states that, you know, guarded their own interests, you know, above all others. And that really was diminished in the 20th century in a big, big way. It's, you know, with the election of senators directly by, you know, rather than through their state houses, you know, we don't really have the same dynamic that the founders had expected. And, of course, the rise of parties was inevitable. There were political parties shortly after the founding, you know, parties that don't exist anymore, like the Whigs, parties that, you know, came about the next century, like the Republicans, still exist. But at the outset, the founders weren't thinking, You know, there's going to be we're going to be rife with partisanship, but in hindsight, you know, it really couldn't have been avoided, I don't think.
Yeah, I think they had enough foresight to realize that if they, well, even if they were perfect, and even if their children were perfect, governed this new country perfectly, even if their grandchildren did, eventually down the line, some bad people would get in control, because that's just what happens with humanity. So they put in some firewalls. You know, I'm not a constitutional expert by any means. I should probably study up on it a lot more. But I do have a lot of appreciation for that, what they've done there. And, you know, we'll see what happens with this election. Things are getting more and more intense every day. So hopefully we won't see anything too crazy go down, at least in terms of a terror attack or something.
Well, you know, just the fact that we're having elections is really, really important. I was personally in the United States Army at the turn of the century when the hanging chads of the Florida election between Gore and George W. Bush happened, and the election was completely in doubt, you know, for weeks, right? It was going through the court system in Florida. Eventually, the Florida Supreme Court and then the U.S. Supreme Court had to, you know, put a halt to the election and decide, you know, when one is one. And I was alerted to start preparing for riots in Washington, D.C. And my unit, we were issued riot control gear and went out on the parade field and practiced, you know, the stomp and drag. So, we have the ability to, you know, take care of ourselves and transfer power peacefully, and been doing it for a long time. Let's hope that we can continue to do it.
Yeah, I know, right? It's true. Had a good streak of relatively peaceful, at least going back to the Civil War. All right. So, you know, I do want to give a couple more ways for people to reach out to us before I forget and the show runs out, because we only have a little more than 5 minutes left here on this episode. But easiest way to find us, both for for archives, of course, Future Danger Archive, but you can still find archives here, but it really is best for same day or even the live show. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. Again, blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. You'll see all the shows on our network. Maybe if we have those special reports, for example, you'll still be able to find them there, as well as Patriot Power Hour, which is episode 41 right now. You can go find the rest there. But just as importantly, you can find our email. You can find our Twitter handles, etc. Find, you know, links to our websites. So in the next few weeks, we're going to be retooling and improving the show. I want to hear your suggestions. If you have any questions or want to be a guest or have suggestions for a guest, hit us up. You know, we're looking forward to bringing this to the next level for sure. And that's the best way to find us and follow us and get in touch. blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. So that's the last plug of the season. Hallelujah. I did it.
So, Ben, any predictions for the coming year?
Well, we'll certainly do a 2019 prediction or just preview type of show in, you know, mid-December. So we will be back in time for that. The next few weeks, though, well, we'll not be on air unless there's emergency situations. I would be looking out at the stock market and just today we had Apple release earnings. They're down 7% after hours. Now, just go back a year or two and Apple's still up big time. Same with Amazon and any of these tech that have kind of taken it on the chin the last few weeks. They are still up 30, 50, 80, 100% in just the past year, 2 years, even with this recent downturn. But they are slipping big time. Momentum is turning against them. And Apple, the huge, gigantic behemoth in the room, Apple, down 7%. So, and we'll see if this precipitates a larger sell-off and maybe into recession, or not recession, bear market territory overall, and potential, you know, panic. I don't know. That's something I am going to be watching in the next few weeks, because if it's going to happen, it's going to happen between now and Thanksgiving.
You know, if you're inclined to believe that, you know, the stock market is crashable by elites to control the, control the behavior of the elected governments, and it sure seemed like at the end of 2008 when both political campaigns were suspending their campaigns, and John McCain and Barack Obama are coming back to the White House to find out, you know, to participate in the discussions on the bailout that had to be made to the big banks. I would say that if they can't gain power at the ballot box, the stage will be set for, you know, some, you know, probably a real big run-up in the next 12 months in all the asset classes. The economy, to some, won't have looked better in their lives. But is it the, you know, teeing up that golf ball so someone could take a really hard whack at it? I don't know. It's something that we should, be aware that could happen.
Absolutely. Be aware, be prepared, try your best. A lot of crazy stuff out in this world. It keeps it interesting, though. All right, buddy. That's the music. It's been a great first year. Looking forward to kicking off the second year in a few weeks. We'll definitely keep everybody abreast on social media, etc. Got any last words for our audience, sir?
I do. Congratulations on your wedding. It's going to be the most important day of your life. Have a great one.
Oh, man. Thanks a lot. I am definitely looking forward to it. Awesome, man. All right. Appreciate you. Appreciate the listeners. Appreciate everyone who made this possible. Thank you. Thank you. Looking forward to bringing this to the next level in year two. This has been Breaker Bankster signing off. Catch you guys later.
Listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Mark, hey.
It's a bloodbath up here. Morgan stock has lost half its value. It's down to 2310. It's in a free fall. Clients wanted to talk to you about pulling their money. I mean, it's now or never, Mark. We gotta sell. Mark. Mark, can you hear me?
Mark, you there?
Paulson and Bernanke just left the White House. There's going to be a bailout.
Well, they had to. Right? I mean, paper markets would have
collapsed.
They knew. Cash would have stopped coming out of ATMs. They had to backstop this.
They knew the taxpayers would bail them out. They weren't being stupid. They just didn't care.
Yeah, because they're fucking crooks.
At least we're going to see some of them go to jail. they're going to have to break up the banks.
I mean, the party's over.
I don't know.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by ReadyMade Resources and fueled by FutureDanger.com.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. ReadyMade Resources, 15 years, Bob Griswold has run ReadyMade Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. ReadyMade Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call ReadyMade Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at ReadyMadeResources.com.
Want entertainment designed just for you? Then check out customizable streaming TV from Xfinity. It makes your life simple, easy, awesome.
Xfinity gives you customizable streaming TV options. Enjoy the most free shows anywhere on any device, and even access your streaming apps right on your TV with X1. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today to learn more. Restrictions apply.
My heart.
skip, skipping the beach. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music. Girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.